What is going on, Try Hard podcast listeners? We are back for another episode. How are you guys doing tonight? It's actually Thursday night, 9 o'clock my time. I just got back from the gym. All right. I wasn't going to do a podcast for the rest of the week. I got an interview lined up for next week. But you know what? Coming off a workout, feeling good, feeling great. We got CDL matches tomorrow, so I said, you know what? I'm gonna give them an episode, something to listen to tomorrow on Friday for them to be, you know, at work, at school, whatever pastime. Listen to me give you my opinions. But yeah, so I said, fuck it. Excuse my language. I'm gonna give them something. How you guys been? All right. I really hope you guys enjoyed our last episode. Excuse me. Shout out to the boy Encourage for coming on the podcast and giving us kind of a background on his start with Call of Duty, where he's gonna go. If you haven't listened to that episode, listen to that episode. You can go on YouTube, or you can go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and you'll find it there. Also, by the way, since we're talking about YouTube. Excuse me. If you're watching this on YouTube, please, please, please subscribe. Please subscribe. I beg. Please. But no, you know what? Subscribe if you like the content. If you don't like the content, if you don't like my opinions and my thoughts, tell me to go F myself. Whatever. But either way, please subscribe. Give a thumbs up. It'll help the algorithm shit and all that stuff. I'm not sure how all that stuff works, but I've been told it helps. So please do that. Yeah. If you liked last week's episode with Encourage the Interview, that's pretty much what I'm trying to do with this podcast. Actual interviews. Like, not just me on here shooting the shit with you guys, ranting on. Even though you're going to have a lot of those episodes, like today, like tonight. You're going to have those, all right? This is what I do. I like to talk, and I like to talk about Call of Duty. So when I don't have a guest, you're going to get these. So if you don't like it, keep it moving. If you like it, settle in, because we're about to talk some shit. But yeah, anyway, like I said, you guys can get this podcast everywhere, all right? Apple Podcasts. If you're like me, the majority of my podcasts, I listen to them. I don't watch them. So I'm on Spotify and I'm on Apple Podcasts. All you got to do is the Try Hard Podcast. That's it. Look it up. Apple Podcasts, search the Try Hard Podcast. I'll pop right up. All right. I'm easy to find. Once you find me, listen to the shit. If you like it, give me 5 stars. That's all you got to do. Help a brother out. That's all you got to do. All right, I got some good shit coming for you guys. All right, good stuff. All I ask, subscribe, like, rate 5 stars, share. That's it. It's free. It's free content for you. Literally free. Literally free. That's all you can do for me. But enough of begging for you guys, begging you guys to do that stuff. I'd greatly appreciate it if you did. But regardless of that, I hope you guys are having a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. Tomorrow's Friday. CDL matches are back, baby. Let's go. CDL matches are back. We're going to cover a couple of those games. sorry about the sound in the back of my PS5. We got games tomorrow. I think we got, what, two games? Two or three games tomorrow on Friday. Then we got games on Saturday. Obviously, the big match of the weekend is going to be a rematch of Major 2 final, Grand Finals. Going to get a rematch between Atlanta FaZe and Optic. We'll go and get into that a little bit, but nothing too crazy. Today is more, we're going to cover a couple stories within the Call of Duty community. We'll go over my prediction to the matches for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, and pretty much just give you guys updates on everything that's going on within the scene. And you know, keep it fresh. Let's get into it. So, actually, you know what? Should we get into the matches right away? Let's get into the matches right away. Let's do that. Let's get into the matches. We got, unfortunately, it's online, so don't be remiss that I'm not too excited. you don't know what remiss is, go look it up. Get educated and look it up, all right? All right, here we go. On Friday, which is tomorrow, April 12th, we have two matches. I thought it was three, whatever. We got two matches. First match of the day will be Atlanta FaZe versus Minnesota Rocker. And then the last match of the night will be Vegas Legion versus LA Gorillas. If you guys aren't aware, Minnesota Rocker made a roster change. They put down Awake. They didn't put him down. He's still alive. But they dropped down Awakening down to their bench. And then they signed Gunless. We'll talk about that a little bit here in a minute. They signed Gunless. I'll give you guys my thoughts on that. Obviously, for that match, I'm going Atlanta FaZe. I don't think I really have to explain too much. Best team in the game. I shouldn't say that. Best team on land in the game. Online, it's a different story. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm assuming they're going to win just because they're overall better than this Minnesota Rocker team, even with the roster change. So I'm gonna go Atlanta FaZe and Vegas Legion. Atlanta FaZe over Minnesota Rocker, and then I'm gonna go Vegas Legion over LA Gorillas. Those are my predictions for tomorrow. They're really not exciting matches for tomorrow. I think the biggest storyline will probably be how this Minnesota Rocker team plays. Well, let's get into that right away. So Minnesota Rocker announced Gunless to the starting squad. I mean, there's really not much to talk about there. It's Gunless, right? Pretty well-known player. World champion with E-United. Was it E-United? Yeah, E-United, right? Was it? Wait. Yeah, United, right? Yeah, United. It's Gunless, all right? He's been around the scene for a while. So he's getting another shot with the Minnesota Rocker. Back to the big leagues, as they say on Twitter. He will be replacing Awakening. Awakening moved down to the bench. I think we all knew this team needed to make a change. And, you know, the overall consensus was that Awakening was going to be, you know, the one to get moved down to the bench. Also, I'm showing this graphic right now on the screen. So if you're on Twitter or if you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, make sure you go check out the YouTube or the Twitter video and you'll see the graphic. But, yeah, what is there to say about Gunless? I mean, you know, if you're familiar with the competitive Call of Duty scene, you know who Gunless is, right? You know who he is. It's not somebody that's, we don't know how he's going to play. Or in my opinion, I don't like the move by Minnesota doing this. I don't like the move. All right. Once again, it's another recycled pro. No offense to Gunless, all right? And to be fair, Gunless just won the Major 2 Open, Challenger Open. So there's that, right? He won the Challenger Open. I don't like the move by Minnesota. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't like it. Unless they're announcing another roster move, one player isn't going to change your team. All right, one player isn't going to change your team. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to break that news for you, Minnesota. One player isn't going to change your team. Especially one player that. No, again, no offense to Gunless. We know what he brings. All right, we know we know what type of player he is. Is he going to completely make them? Is he going to take them from the fifth best team to, or the fifth ranked team to top four? No, it's not going to happen. They're right now, they're sitting at 100 CDL points. They're 7-13. Let's see. Yeah, they're 7-13. They're in fifth place. They're right outside of the top four. I mean, as far as the playoff cutoff, they're in the playoff cutoff, which is good, right? But, I mean, is Gunliss going to get them over the hump into the top four? No, he's not. He's really not, which is okay, right? So at the end of the day, was Awakening playing that bad that you had to make a move? You know, I guess. Again, if you're not New York Subliners, Optic Texas, Toronto Ultra, or Atlanta FaZe, does it really matter if you're making roster moves right now? Especially if you're in the champs picture. You know what I mean? You're in the champs picture. So does it really make sense to make a move? Is Gunliss going to help you beat New York, Optic, Toronto, or Atlanta? Probably not. I mean, it's just being honest with you. You know what I mean? In my opinion, pointless move, in my opinion. Well, I shouldn't say that. Gunliss might help you stay at fifth. He might help you stay at fifth. It's not going to be enough to get you into that top four. It's not happening. So, was the move really warranted? I guess. I mean, like, do you know what you're getting with Gunliss? Is he in his prime? No. So, what's really the reason for the move? To get rid of Awakening? Awakening was playing bad. So without Awakening, we're going to be able to get in the top four. Yeah, no, that's not happening. That's not happening. So I don't know. Maybe the situation with Awakening was his. There's been rumors that he's like maybe suffering from an injury. I'm not sure. I've seen no credible evidence to solidify that, but there's been rumors that he maybe was suffering, which I don't think is true because they just announced that his team that he's been playing with in Challengers. So if he's hurt, why is he going to play in Challengers, right? Yeah, weird. It's my opinion. I might be completely wrong. To me, pointless move. And I mean, it's good for Gunliss, though, right? Gunliss is getting a shot back in the league, right? Well, that's good. I mean, it's really good for him, right? Because I'm pretty sure, wasn't it a couple weeks ago he was like complaining? Wasn't he complaining about not being in the? Hold on a minute. Let's bring up some receipts on Mr. Gunliss here. Let's bring some receipts up on Mr. Gunliss. Let's see. What did he say? He said some shit the other day that was wild. Here we go. We're gonna bring this up on stream. Now, and again, we're being very respectful here. We're being very respectful. All right, we're not bringing up bullshit. All right, this is what Gunliss said. I didn't say this. Gunliss said this. All right. This is what Gunliss said. He said, "This shit is so fucking hysterical. Like 90% of the ARs in the league actually fucking suck. and wouldn't even win an event in Challengers, let alone the fucking league. But I've done both. Shit's not even about skill anymore. Only how good of a cock you can suck. That's what Gunless said. That's his opinion. All right. So he said he was saying that everybody in the league all the ARs in the league are ass. And only thing that matters to get into the league is how good of a cock you suck. Okay. Does that mean? Now I'm going off what the man said. The man said this. Does that mean that? What does that mean? He just said only how good of a cock you can suck. Skill doesn't matter to get in the league. Only how good of a cock you can suck. That's what Gunless said. Does that mean, Gunless, you're back in the league? Does that mean, what were you doing? What were you doing? That's what you said. What were you doing? I don't know. What were you doing? Why do you got those knee pads on? That's a joke. I'm kidding. Relax. Regardless, Gunless is back in the league. Is it going to help Minnesota get in the top four? Fuck no. All right. But he's back in the league. Good for him. Hopefully he does something with it. I would say it's his last shot, in my opinion. But whatever. That's me. Shout out to Gunless. Yeah, so it is what it is. Whatever. Good for him. He's back in the league. I hope he does something with it. Again, to me, I'm not sure why make a move, especially with a recycled pro. No offense to Gunless, but it's the truth. It's the truth, all right? So regardless of that, Atlanta FaZe, in my prediction, Atlanta FaZe beats Minnesota Rocker. And then for match two, I think Legion beat the LAG Gorillas, whatever. All right, that's where we're going for that. Let's go to Saturday's matches. Saturday's matches will be, again, guys, we're just playing catch up. We're not really trying to break down too many of the matches. We're just playing catch up here. Saturday matches will be Toronto versus LAG. Damn, LAG gets back-to-back days of games. Toronto versus LAG. Boston Breach versus Miami Heretics. And then New York Subliners versus Minnesota Rocker again. So Minnesota and LAG are getting back-to-back days of games. Good for them. Feel sure it's going to feel nice for them to get those reps in. So Friday we're going Atlanta over Minnesota. Then we're going Vegas over LAG. Saturday I'm going Toronto over LAG. This Boston game, Boston versus Miami, that's a big game. That is a big game. All right. Boston made the move, got rid of Slasher, and got rid of Asim, which I don't like that move, but they did it. We get to see, there's been a lot of talk. Slasher's been out and about just saying some negative things about Snoopy. Who right now, I think we can all admit, right now, Snoopy, he is Boston's franchise player. All right? That's the franchise player. Boston is riding with Snoopy. All right? Which I would too. Sorry. I'm gonna ride with the young gun over the pro that is on his way out, over the vet that is on his way out. I don't understand how people don't see that. I don't get how people like have a hard time comprehending with that. Why are people mad that Boston is choosing Snoopy, the young gun, over the pro, over the vet that is on his way out? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. And it's not like, no offense to Slasher, it's not like Slasher's not scump, right? He's not going to fucking carry it to a championship. Like, I don't understand the logic why people are mad. Slasher's been on a fucking, he's been on a press tour just talking negative about Snoopy. Word of advice to Slasher: you sound like a disgruntled ex-employee. You sound like a disgruntled employee that got fired. All right? Brother, just move on. Just move on. You're making yourself look bad. All right? Him and Censor were going at it. Like, obviously, it's pretty safe to say that Censor has some kind of influence or say-so within that Boston, the Boston team. He's maybe helping with the roster or whatever. And to be fair, Snoopy is Censor's guy, right? Snoopy Censor's guy. Censor, first of all, Censor didn't discover Snoopy. Let's stop all that right now. I discovered Snoopy. Me. I did. All right? Look it up. I was the one who told Censor to hit up Snoopy. All right? I was the one. Look it up. Okay? I discovered Snoopy. I discovered Snoopy when he was 16 years old, years ago. I even tweeted about it. Look it up. I tweeted, there's two players that I think that are this age that are going to be, could be professionals if they keep up with it. One kid who's like 17 right now, I'm not going to mention his name right now because I don't know if he's playing anymore, but, and Snoopy was the other one. Look it up. I discovered Snoopy. All right. But to Censor's credit, Censor saw exactly what I saw. This kid has the potential of being a superstar. All right, he's got the potential of being a superstar. Does he have things he has to work on? Yes, he does. He has things he has to work on. He does. He's got things he needs to work on. Okay, no one's perfect. Slasher, why not help the kid? Why not become an asset to the team by helping the kid? Instead, sounds like you're salty. Now you're going around, you're on a press tour talking shit about this kid. Doesn't look good on you, buddy. I'm just letting you know. It doesn't look good on you. Move on. So Boston plays Miami Heretics. Miami Heretics is coming in from a roster move of their own. They got rid of Eric Boom and bringing in Real. Real had the whole, you know, he had the whole visa issues. That's why he couldn't play for Carolina, was it? Pretty sure it's Carolina, yeah. So I'm going to take, from what I've been hearing, Boston, this new Boston roster, the Boston roster of Pentagram. So to replace Slasher and Nassim, Boston brought in Beans, who has played for them before, and Pentagram. Obviously, for me personally, I'm most excited to see Pentagram finally get his fucking shot. Finally get his shot. Like, finally, bro. Finally. I would have liked to see him get his shot about 2 years ago, but we'll take this as it is. And from what I've been hearing, little birdies that I've been hearing, the birdies are saying that in scrims, this Boston team's been looking good. I'm gonna say that. In scrims, from what I've been hearing, this Boston team has been looking good. From what I've been hearing. All right? So I'm going to take Boston on that match. from against Miami Heretics, which Miami after getting fucking mollywopped in Major 2, they need to redeem themselves in these online games. We know they love online gaming. We know that. We know they love to play in their bedroom, right? So they bring it up a different level when they get to play it in their bedroom. So you would assume Miami would probably win this, but from what I've been, if the rumors are true about what I've been hearing about this Boston Breach team and this new roster and how they've been playing, I'm going to go with Boston on that one. Moving on. Next, we're going to go New York Subliners versus the Minnesota Rocker with Gunless. I'm going to go New York Subliners. Easy win. So for Saturday, I'm going Toronto, Boston, New York Subliners. Now we go to Sunday. All right. Sunday's the big match of the night. Or the big match of the night is going to be Atlanta versus Optic. But before that, for the first match on Sunday, we have Seattle Surge versus Carolina Royal Ravens. I'm going to go with Carolina Royal Ravens. All right. Seattle Surge made a move. And we're going to go into the whole Illy situation as well. Seattle Surge made a move by picking up... they picked up 04. This kid might have the fastest come up of it out of any challenger player I've ever heard of. He came out of nowhere. I don't know who the fuck he was, where he comes from. He came out of nowhere and now he's in the league. Good for him. I Major 2 at the open event, he was frying. Hopefully that translates to the big leagues. We'll see how that goes, but hey, you got to respect Seattle for making some moves. You know, Arcides, they let go Arcides and he got dropped down to challengers. Arcides is now he says, quote unquote, on a revenge tour. Here's my problem. And this is not specifically going at Arcides. All you pros who get dropped down to challengers and say now you're on a revenge tour, fuck all that. Why weren't you on a revenge tour in the league? Why do you wait to get dropped to be on a revenge tour? Take that same energy when you're actually in the league. I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. But all of a sudden, because you got dropped, you're gonna take your game to another notch. Why not take that other notch while you're in the league? Why do you have to wait till you get dropped? Doesn't fucking make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Whatever. That's a whole different other topic. We're just running through these games today. So I'm going to go Carolina Royal Ravens over the new look Seattle Surge. We're going to talk about the Illy situation here in a minute. Second match of the night is Vegas Legion versus LA Thieves. I'm going to go LA Thieves on that. LA Thieves coming in with picking up Joe Deceives in replace of Afro. Not sure what's going on with Afro. Sounds like he might maybe had some out-of-games issues that need to be taken care of. So hopefully he figures that out. But in the meantime, LA Thieves are bringing up Joe Deceives. I like that move, actually. I really do. I think Joe Deceives is going to be a good fit as far as his pacing with Nasty and Kremp. So I think that has – they got a – good opportunity to I know they're are they in last? Where are they at? No, LA Thieves is at 11th. I could see this team maybe fighting for 9th and maybe hitting the playoff cutoff. Maybe. We'll see. But I like the move. I like the move regardless. And to end the weekend we have Atlanta FaZe versus Optic, the rematch of Major 2. It's a big match for Optic. It's a big match for Optic. I'm going to give you a reason why. I'm drinking V8 Fruit Punch. But here, let me give you guys some game real quick, all right? Anytime you drink Fruit Punch or anything out of a fucking bottle that you buy at the store, just cut it with water, bro. You don't need all that sweetness in your mouth. Pause. You don't need all that sweetness in your mouth, all right? You don't need it. Cut it with water. less sweetness, little more liquid. It's better. All right. It's quick a little tip for you guys. But all right, we're gonna go to the Atlanta Phase versus Optic. All right, so we're back online. So this is where Optic thrives. In my opinion, Optic might be the best online team in the game. All right, they might be the best online team in the game. Atlanta has their number. Atlanta has their number. I am an Atlanta fan. I am an Atlanta Phase fan. But this is a do or die match for this Optic team, even though it's online. All right. Even though it's online, this is a do or die match for this Optic team. All right. If they cannot beat Atlanta on Sunday, it's going to set a precedent for the rest of the remainder of the year. It's going to be a mental block. They're going to have a mental block whenever they play Atlanta. All right? This happens in a lot of sports, especially combat sports. You'll have a fighter that'll beat everybody. But for some reason, he cannot beat this one fighter. And this fighter loses to the guys that this guy already beat. But for some reason, he just can't beat him. And it haunts him. This match is like that for Optic Texas. Optic Texas needs to beat this Phase team to have any chance of beating them where it counts, which is LAN, right? Which is LAN. If this Optic team cannot beat them on Sunday, I'm betting on Atlanta Phase on LAN every fucking time they play Optic. Because they won't lose. They'll have that mental check mark over Optic. This is a big match for Optic Texas. It's a big match for Optic Texas more than it is for Atlanta. More than it's for Atlanta, in my opinion. Optic needs to win this. And I'm an Atlanta Phase fan. I want Atlanta Phase to win. But this match means more to Optic than it does to Atlanta. So we're going to see what this Optic team is really made of. We're going to see. It's going to say a lot about how the rest of the year is going to go. Let me tell you, it's going to say a lot. All right, enough of the fucking matches, bro. I don't want to talk about this shit. Let's talk about, actually, oh yeah, there was, hold on a minute, let me pull this up. There was actually a big announcement today. Very big announcement today. Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some. There was a big announcement today. Let me bring it up for you guys. A big announcement for Major 4. So here's the announcement. Let's get out of that. Let's read into that. Again, guys, if you're watching this or if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you go over to YouTube and watch the video. So the Call of Duty League announces Major 4 update via Call of Duty League. Due to Major 4 no longer happening in Charlotte, the tournament will still take place on LAN with no live audience in Burbank, California, to ensure teams have the standard 1 week of break post-majors. Major 4 qualifier week 1 will now start on May 31st, with the Challenger season also shifting 1 week. Major 4 will now take place from June 27th through 30th, and fans can still stream on blah, 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 blah. So pretty much Major 4 is not happening. It's happening, but not happening the traditional way. There's not going to be like an event. It's going to be strictly for the players. No audience, no. I believe during Major 2 on the Flank stream, Parasite leaked this, that this was happening. So we all kind of were expecting this, right? If you paid attention, this isn't like something like out of ordinary. So I think more details will come out soon. As far as the reasoning, there's obviously a lot of speculation on why. The most common thing that I'm seeing is Carolina couldn't afford it. That would make the most sense to me, more than likely. Just wasn't financially a viable solution as far as them making money. And if you guys aren't aware, a lot of these organizations are losing money like crazy with this shit, with the Call of Duty League. So overall, just another L for the Call of Duty League. Again, guys, the writing's on the wall. You know what's going to happen. It's over. It's over. So just, there's no point of harping on about it. It's over. Like, just enjoy it while it's here. And we'll talk about it more later on. It's really, there's no point of getting fucking worked up about it and giving opinions and thoughts. We know what's going to happen. Let it happen. All right? Let it happen. Moving on. All right, let's talk about, you know, we'll end with this. We'll end with this because I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time. I know you guys got a lot of shit going on today. It's Friday. You're happy. You're at school. You're at work. Hope you're enjoying my scratchy ass voice. Let's talk about this. All right. Let's talk about this. So Illy, shout out Illy. Illy has been finally coming out of the darkness and tweeted out yesterday, "That probably does it for me this year. Felt like I was final as well. It is what it is." So pretty much saying, I'm done. You guys know he got let go by Seattle Surge for whatever reason. We still haven't got a full explanation on why. We know why, but we haven't got a full explanation on why from the org. There was a rumor that he was that Illy was being tried out with another team. Didn't work out well, whatever. So he's choosing not to play in Challengers and is just going to not compete. Which, that's his prerogative, right? That's his decision. Let me tell you where Illy made a mistake, all right? This is where Illy made a mistake. Whether he was on whatever he was on or he wasn't on anything. Like he said he was on caffeine. That's what he said, right? Here's the problem, the mistake he made, all right? And the mistake from Seattle Surge. Both parties made a mistake. They made a mistake by being silent, all right? By being silent. I don't know if Illy thought, if I'm just quiet about this, it'll just blow over. In other maybe communities, maybe that could work. In the Call of Duty community, not happening. Not happening. In the Call of Duty community, if you're accused of something or of doing something, you have to clear your name. You can't just wait. You can't just expect it to blow over. For some reason, I think Illy thought that would happen, that people would just forget. You got people on fucking Twitter calling him a crackhead, all right? Thousands of people calling him a crackhead, calling him this and a junkie, all this shit, right? All he had to do was be transparent. That's it. Even, you know, that whole tweet he made, "I'm on caffeine, you guys are tripping." Bro, like, make a video. Remember when Hook did it? Remember when Hook made that video, right? Came clean. And we stopped. People stopped kind of labeling him as that, right? Because he came clean. He gave you an answer, a legit answer. He actually talked. Illy did not do a good job on being transparent. Brother, if you really were just on caffeine, explain yourself. You cannot just go silent. You can't. One thing I've learned about the Call of Duty community is What I've learned about the Call of Duty community is the small minority that is the loudest affects how teams, how the fans, and how players perceive you as a player, which is fucking nuts, but that's true. All right? You have, in the Call of Duty community, you have people on Twitter who are not affiliated with any kind of organization, who literally have Twitter avies as a fucking cartoon, and can tweet something out and can make, they can make something that's fake, they can make it sound real and people will believe it. All right. Illy made a huge mistake. Huge mistake by going silent. Brother, if you have a problem, come out and say it. All right. That way, teams who are interested, who are might be interested, have a little more transparency on if they want to take a chance on you or not. If you really weren't on the shit, you gotta say something. You cannot just be quiet. You're ruining your reputation by giving doubt. Silence in this community is just as good as guilt. All right. So when the community is calling you a junkie or a crackhead, you being silent is solidifying their what they think is true. You understand? Now, if you really weren't on caffeine, all you gotta do is explain. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. If I drink a fucking Red Bull, I get a little cracked out. I'm not gonna lie. Like I do. So for me, it's not, I believe maybe you were on caffeine. But your silence, it really hindered any kind of chance you had of people like feeling sorry for you or people willing to like understand what you're going through. You know what I mean? And you know what? The Seattle Surge made a huge mistake with Illy as well. Seattle Surge, if you bench this kid because you see he has a problem and you didn't help him, or let alone let your fans know with Illy's blessing, hey, we're going to help him get over this. We're going to help him get through this. If you knew he had a problem and you just released him without helping him, shame on you. Shame on you. Again, I'm just giving you my opinion. I don't know. Maybe they are helping him. Maybe they did help him. I don't know. Again, both sides, Seattle Surge and Illy, you need to be transparent. You need to be transparent. All right? You cannot give these damn kids, this damn community, any kind of ammo. You can't. Especially for Illy. Because what you're doing is you're letting these kids paint a picture of you as a person. And it's gonna rub off on all these other entities within the CDL. Can't do it. Can't do it. Just can't. Transparency is everything, especially in this fucked up esport that we're all a part of. It's everything. So, all right, guys. It's 9:54. It's almost 10 o'clock. Again, I just wanted to give you guys a quick little podcast, give you guys something to listen to on Friday. Either way, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Next episode, we should have an interview lined up. So we got some big interviews in the way, guys. So stay tuned, all right? As you guys can hear, my voice is kind of going. I'm tired as shit. I trained today. It's Friday. CDL is back. enjoy this weekend's matches. We got CDL matches. We got UFC. It's going to be a good fucking weekend, guys. It's going to be a good weekend. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Please drop a like. If you're watching, or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please subscribe. Please give me 5 stars. I'd greatly appreciate it. All right. Either way, guys, I appreciate you guys stopping by. If you're watching this on X, drop a follow. Talk to you guys later. Have a beautiful night. Actually, have a beautiful weekend. We'll be back on Monday to wrap up this weekend's past matches. Talk to you guys later. All right. We out. Peace.